The world of an 8-year-old boy is filled with many strange and wonderful things. But Weekend Edition essayist William Garvey discovers that his son's world is very different from the one he remembers.
I was doing what suburbanites do on Saturdays, fetching kids from ball fields, dropping off videos, picking up laundry, mindless stuff. I had begun to turn left into a dry cleaner's parking lot, trying to scoot in front of an oncoming delivery van. I was mid-turn when the 8-year-old boy beside me spoke up. "Dad, the hog-nosed snake isn't a snake." I hate snakes, so that word got my attention. I mashed the brake pedal, a reflex, I guess, and I lurched into the parking space and stopped. Then I asked about the snake. But that's the point. It isn't a snake. It's a lizard. How does he know any of this stuff? When I was 8, I could identify 25 models of cars and most of my immediate family members. I could recite the Saturday morning cartoon lineup precisely. Beyond that, information was a hit-or-miss thing. No longer. This is the information age, and sitting beside me was one of its happy inhabitants. My son's world is one of CDs and computers, cell phones and sat links, videos, cable, websites, wired classrooms, faxes, emails, books upon books, and information, much of it four-color, battery-powered, authoritative, and fascinating, is pervasive. Now, data pours forth from my son without prompting and without any obvious connection between one fact and the next. He's a tsunami of non sequitur. Thanks to him, in one brief car ride, I've learned that the German battleship Bismarck was 17 stories high, that Pluto may not be a planet, that the Brontosaurus is actually an Apatosaurus, and now this, I ask. How do you know that a hog-nosed snake is actually a lizard? He answers. Because it has eyelids and ear holes. Snakes don't. He says it like the answer is obvious. Score another one for this charter member of the information generation. I'm an info antique. Dad, he says with a kind of evil innocence, do you know why they call it a right whale?
William Garvey is an editor for Reader's Digest magazine.